You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
From the ultimate Seminole sports source comes another original live content production. Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor. You bring the live rounds, he'll bring the pancakes. And now, number 58 in your programs, but number one in your hearts, here's the man of the next half hour, Devontae Love Taylor.
There he is, everybody. There he is, the man of the next half hour, Devontae Love Taylor. Devontae, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. Are you well rested? Will you be? Everyone wants to know, are you going to play in Gainesville versus Florida?
Yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir.
Okay, man. How's Boston College for you, man? How was the trip to Boston?
It was good. You know, it was quick. You know, we got in there, got in, got the W, got out. But it was cold a little, but I wasn't used to that weather, but, you know, I could get used to it.
Gotcha. In case the Patriots want to draft us. I mean, not us. You know how it goes. Devontae, how big of a win was that for you guys? Obviously, you the bowl game is a reality for you. I know that's something you guys are striving for. Coach Norvell has said as much. But that back and forth, I mean, you guys were up so big, it seemed like you guys were going to be cruising. And the fact that Boston College rallied back, some folks think because of help from the referees. But what does it say about the character of this team to come out on top in a tough environment against a tough team?
You know, it says a lot. You know, we were facing the challenge last week of we had a really good win the week before. And, you know, they've said in the past that this team has struggled after big wins to come out the next week and just be hungover from the win and not be able to execute. And so that was the challenge we were facing. You know, we wanted to show that the win wasn't a fluke and we could come out consistently and close games. You know, early in the year, we weren't winning the close games or closing them out how we needed to. And I felt like we did that last week.
All right, Devontae, I know you're busy on Mondays. It is kind of like a quasi day off for you, so you're not around the computer looking at everything. But we did talk to your head football coach, Mike Norvell, and asked him about just how important of a game this is with everything kind of being on the line. A lot of folks have seen this. I don't know if you have, but we'll go ahead and play it right now. But this was a Coach Norvell sort of question about him embracing the fact that you guys got these rivalry games. He's not one to kind of shy away from it. And this was a sort of a reaction about how important this week is for you guys.
The very first day of fall camp, I talk about two teams. And I talk about Miami and I talk about this one. And everybody wants to win this game because it will be a game that is remembered for the rest of your life, regardless of who the coach is, regardless of what this at, it does not, it what was the outcome? And everything that you do throughout the course of the season is going to prepare you for the moment. And you've either done the job, you've learned from the experiences, and you go apply it for 60 minutes during that game, or you don't. And you have to live with the results. And so do I want our guys to be at an all-time high come Saturday? Absolutely. Because I know what this game means. And if you don't get up for this one, then go somewhere else. Go do something else because it is not for you. All right, but you watch the history, you watch tradition, you know what it means to the university, you know what it means to the fan base. Man, this is why you play. This is why you coach, and it's to get guys for this moment. But everything we've done up to this point has prepared us. We'll either take advantage of it or we won't.
Right as my camera dies on us, what great timing there. I'm still here, Devontae. Hopefully you can hear me. But what is your reaction when you hear Coach Norvell be that impassioned about this game?
I mean, I don't really have a reaction. You know, I'm just glad I played for Coach Norvell. You know, he has that energy all the time. You know, he's so consistent. You know, the message he gave in the press conference, that's the same message he gave to us. You know, and everything he says in the press conference, he did tell us that the first day of camp. You know, when you report for camp, after off-season condition, and that's one of the first meetings we had. That's what he said. And you know, we do know the importance of the game. You know, it's great to be a part of the rivalry. Not only that, but giving guys like myself another chance to play in another game after that. So it's going to be an intense week.
All right, man. And practice starts tomorrow, so we can't wait. And the folks can't wait to hear from you. Let's start over on the warchant.com tribal council. This is our guy, M. Adam CZ. This is Mark down in Naples, Florida, Devontae. And he gave his son kind of like a early Christmas gift, birthday present. Like, what do you want to do? And he was like, I want to go watch Florida State play Boston College. And this was like 3-4 weeks ago. This was like before the Clemson game, I think. So the not a bandwagon young man. This kid wanted to go see you guys when the rainstorms were coming through here, though. But he says, Devontae, I was at the Boston College game with my son, sitting five rows up from the FSU bench and right behind the offensive line group. Hopefully you could hear us cheering and screaming at the referees. There were tons of Florida State fans at the game. I hope you were all able to notice. And the pass protection for Jordan continues to look better and better. Congrats to you, the offensive line group, and Coach Atkins for a job well done. How bad do you want to beat UF this week?
You know, really bad. You know, not just to get the win, but like, you know, we've been working hard all season. You know, I feel like things are finally starting to click for us. And, you know, there's no better way to send the seniors out with a win in the swamp.
How good is Alex Atkins? I mean, I know he's got an agent, Devontae, but I mean, what he's done with you guys, and credit to you guys too for putting in the work and following the instruction. But man, it's been quite a turnaround from what we saw here the last 2-3 years before he arrived on campus, and you as well.
You know, I hope he doesn't watch this because he'll get big headed. But you know, I don't think I've ever had a coach like him. You know, somebody who not only cares about your development on the field but off the field as well. You know, it's not like we're just out there playing for him because he coaches us well. You know, he cares about us as people, and he wants to see us all succeed. And, you know, when you got a guy like that behind you, you know, you want to go out and you want to succeed for him and for the guys next to you. And, you know, he's a great coach. And, you know, I hope Florida State can keep him around for a while.
You're right. You're right, man. We're keeping it rolling here on Trench Talk with Devontae Love Taylor. If you could hit that thumbs up button here on YouTube, we certainly would appreciate it. We're going to keep going through the question on the Tribal Council. Then we'll get to your questions here on YouTube. Now, this is from Dave in Bardstown, Kentucky, our eccentric friend from the Bluegrass State, Devontae. He says he looked hard, but he didn't see any Christmas ornaments on Dylan Gibbons' beard. Maybe some glitter would unintentionally draw an offsides penalty from an opposing defensive lineman. Laugh at
yeah.
it.
Go along. I didn't get to – he sat next to Davion on the plane, so I didn't get to take advantage.
Okay. Well done. In case you weren't aware, here's a history lesson with Dave. If you weren't aware of why we hate the Gators so much, let me share a brief story that illustrates the typical Gator fan. Growing up in the mid-80s in Apopka, Florida, I went to church with a sweet old lady who was a die-hard Noles fan. She was about 5 foot tall, curly white hair. She told me that a Gator fan dumped a beer on her head when she attended the annual rivalry game in the swamp. I've hated the Gators since then. I didn't even apply to their medical school. Those arrogant people. So this is what we deal with, Devontae. I mean, you grew up in North Carolina, a little bit of your youth, but they're an interesting group. Take them down yeah. for us. We would appreciate that. We'll keep it rolling here. Oliver on the Tribal Council. It's our guy, Ralph, in Hawaii, Spartan 071. Aloha, Devontae. How's it? Was wondering what your emotions are like going into your last regular week preparation. Are you excited to play in this rivalry game? Mahalo for all of your effort, Ralph.
You know, it's very emotional. You know, this is my last regular season game in college football. Like, there's no, like, this is it for me. I've been doing this since fall 2016, Man. And there's been a lot of practices, a lot of games, and you know, it went by quick. You know, I never thought I'd be like, wow, this could be my last week of practice. But yeah, and I'm really excited to play in the rivalry. You know, I've been watching it since I was probably 5 or 6 years old. You know, you look forward to this game every year, and now I'm playing in it, so it's really exciting.
And you saw that Miami game, man. Your name is etched in history forever being part of that team. So you get one shot, you win it, man. You'll be 1-0, 100% winning percentage. So that's always a good thing.
Yes, sir.
Nolaholic, who decides who breaks the rock after a win?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm sure when the players go and vouch, like, they'll just go up to coach if he hasn't picked already. and a lot of guys will vouch for somebody, then they'll break it. But usually it's coach, I believe.
Yeah, we heard he had a couple players in mind, and he went to them, and they said, nah, give it to Coach Fuller. So that was kind of cool to see Coach Fuller break the rock up in his neck of the woods, his old stomping grounds. Kyle over on YouTube says, Devontae, are you going to go all out at the dinner table on Thanksgiving, or do you have to watch what you eat to stay in optimal game shape?
You know, I'll probably eat pretty good. I won't go overboard, but I'll eat pretty good. I might hop on the treadmill or the bike the next day and try and burn a few extra calories.
Are you a turkey or a ham guy?
I'm a ham guy, for sure.
What's your what are the two or three side dishes? What's the all-star side dishes that need to be on your plate?
Yams, mac and cheese, and either baked beans or potato salad.
Are you a dessert guy?
A little bit. You know, I'm basic with desserts. I like cookies. All right. I'm not big on like pies, but I will. If there's like some apple pie and ice cream, I'll do that.
Who's the MVP on Thanksgiving? Is it mom, grandma, aunt, uncle?
It's everybody. Everybody cooks, you know. And we all bring something, and I usually don't cook. I usually just eat, but.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Do you know a Gabriella Posey?
I do.
Okay. She says, hey, Vontae, just wanted to say your sisters say hey, and they miss you. We watch you every week, and they actually sit and watch the whole time. Good luck on Saturday. We know you can do it.
I appreciate it.
How many? What's the family like? How you got sisters, brothers? We know you got your younger brother. What's the breakdown?
Yeah, so I have two little sisters, on my dad's side of the family, and then I have, with my mom, with my stepdad, I have my little brother. I have two older stepbrothers, and two older stepsisters.
How's the season going? Are things over for the Mustangs?
Yeah, they lost in the first round. They lost like 15-8. They lost to Wharton.
Wharton.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Carol just wanted to let you know that you should watch the clip that we started the show off with. So it got her fired up. And she's ready for the upcoming beatdown in the swamp. She's fired up. Look at Carol, the whole wall of text with lots of caps in there too. So that's pretty sweet. Let's see. We got somebody from North Carolina. It says your North Carolina family wishes you a happy Thanksgiving and wishes you were up there. So. Everybody pushing and pulling, wanting a piece of Devontae. Let's see here. Get down, Orlando. Kyle says, did it bother the team that Boston College tried extra hard to make their uniforms look just like you guys?
No, it didn't bother us too much, you know. What is it? Imitation is the biggest form of flattery. Is that it? Is that the quote I'm looking for?
Close enough, man. Close enough. He saw the team showing love to Jaden and Lars Woodby. You know, some of these guys were with Jaden for several years. What was it like seeing him again?
It's great, you know, like just seeing guys and seeing them succeed. You know, when guys transfer, there's never no hate or animosity because you want – when you develop a relationship with guys, especially teammates, you just want them to be successful, even if it's not here. You know, they got it. You can't be mad at somebody for putting themselves in the best position to succeed.
Our guy up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Gator Kirk, says, good evening, Devontae. What is your favorite part of Thanksgiving? First part of the question.
My favorite part is just coming together with everybody. You know, it's not every day of the year you get to sit around a table and just enjoy everybody's company, you know, whether it's family, friends, or whatever.
When you weren't in college, what time were you guys, like an early Thanksgiving dinner, like 2 p.m., 3 p.m., or like when were you guys usually throw down?
So we would always plan for 3, like 3 or 3:30, I think, but we never ate on time. You know, it was always something going on. So we'd usually eat around 5:30 or 6.
Yes, I'm telling you.
That's good because you can go back and get your second plate around like 8 or 8:30.
I don't get the people that do the 2 o'clock thing. It's crazy. Like for us, for some reason, it always seems to fall around like halftime of the Cowboys game. The Cowboys are always playing at 4 o'clock, and it's like as a 2-minute warning goes into effect in the first half, it's like, all right, it's time to eat now. So. Just want to get your thoughts on that one. Let's see here. As we scroll through all these comments on YouTube, we appreciate it. Eric Angel in Cincinnati asks, how was the atmosphere on that plane ride back? There was a second part to Gary Kirk's question. Does the team, do you guys have anything planned for Thursday? Like, can you guys go home or you guys do everything together this week?
Oh, we're going to have a team meal, I believe. I don't know what time, but we'll have a team Thanksgiving meal. And then after that, you know, I believe the coaches will have stuff at their house that we're welcome to come to. And then if guys are local, they're welcome to go back home. As long as you're at practice Friday morning, I'm sure they don't really mind what you do.
Are you going to try to go home?
No, I'm going to stay up here.
Smart man. Thanks for the question, Gator Kirk. We appreciate it. Let's go back to Eric Angel. He was asking, how's that atmosphere on the plane ride back?
It was good. You know, everybody was just ready to get back home. You know, that was a good environment. We got the win. We just ready to go back home and get ready for the next week.
Rita says, I can't wait to see Jordan Travis with a smile. He just can't contain after this game doing his interview. He's a happy young man these days, huh?
Yeah.
I love being around him.
Oh, yeah. I love being around him.
Wes wants to know if you're a pumpkin pie kind of guy.
If it's there, like, I'll eat it, but I'll never go out of my way to be like, oh, I can't wait to have some pumpkin pie. Right. But I'm not very picky. I'm a big dude.
Sweet. Do you agree with that? Is sweet potato pie better than pumpkin pie?
I don't know. It depends on who made the pie, to be honest. All
right. Beast 3517. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but in your opinion, what is a better win, beating Miami at home or Florida at the Swamp?
You have to ask me after Saturday.
Okay. Smart man. STS Noel 86, what's your favorite uniform combination? I know you're like, you'll wear whatever they wear out, but come on, man. You've seen yourself in some photos. I'm sure there's got to be some kind of fit that you're like, all right, that's my shirt.
I like the traditional home uniforms. Nothing too crazy, you know, traditional. Just goes and get the job done.
Garnet tops, gold bottoms. All right. I guess Chris either, maybe he's talking about the band. So I don't know if he was up there in Boston, but our guy from Perry, Georgia, the pitmaster, how difficult was it to drown out the same song on repeat between plays at Boston College? I know they were doing that on purpose to aggravate you guys.
I didn't even notice, to be honest. I didn't even realize they were playing the same song until I got on Twitter after the game.
Just zoning it out, man.
You just got to focus on what's going on.
All right. What else we got here? Dave, it's Dave in Bardstown. He's back. He's live with us in the flesh. Which coach do you think will cook the best food?
I got to go with just like based off assumption. I'm going to go with Coach Yak.
Wow.
Coach Johnson. You know, he's from Louisiana. You know, he always talks about good food, so I feel like he can cook well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would go with that one. I co-sign that one. Let's see here. SCS says, what a blue-collar offensive lineman answer going to traditional uniforms. Carol says, are you ever going to wear the awesome white helmets with the white uniforms? She's a fan.
I'm not sure. That's above my pay grade.
Gator Kirk just wants to show his thanks this time of season to you for taking questions from the fans this season. Beat the Gators, go Noles.
I appreciate all the fans tuning in and asking questions.
How crazy, Devontae? I mean, can you even remember what it was like a month and a half ago doing these shows? You know,
it was rough.
I mean, I know you're totally focused on this game and then what comes in the future for you. And I don't know if you even have an answer right now, but like, do you think, you know, I don't know, like in 3 months' time, in a year, like, is there something you'll be able to pinpoint as to why this season kind of turned around the way it did? Was there any one thing or group of things that stand out in your mind now that you can think of?
You know, like I said, like when we were struggling early, you know, we always had the belief that we could go into these games and win. There was never a, like, oh, man, we got to play this game. Like, no, we believed every game we could win. We said that at the beginning of the year. You know, we had the talent. We have the people to do it. We have the coaching. But it was just the buy-in, and we needed the right guys to buy in, and I feel like they have. And when we started off struggling, guys just got tired. You know, some people, they either get tired of it and they quit, or they get tired and they just flip the switch. And I feel like we flipped the switch and decided we were tired of feeling let down.
Well, it's an incredible precedent and sort of example that you guys are setting for the younger guys too. I can't imagine just how valuable this all is. I mean, the fact that you guys are starting to win some of these games, the Syracuse game you won in the fourth quarter. I mean, every game has gone down to the fourth quarter for you guys this season. But like these last two games, just the fact that you guys have been able to you know, hang in some cases, hang on, but then also go out there and make plays when it matters most. Like, does it say something about the character of you guys being able to win games, you know, close in the fourth quarter in really tight situations?
It does, especially, you know, earlier in the year, we weren't closing out games or being able to put those comebacks together. And it's just showing our growth as a team.
I like that. I like that. People asking questions about jerseys, trying to get away from the jersey stuff. But people love it. It's crazy. We do. All right. Anthony Harmon, what time of day do you like playing most? Noon, 3:30, or 7 o'clock?
It depends on the game, to be honest, and who we're playing. You know, if it's if it's cold, you know, I want that noon game. I don't want to play when it's too cold. Or if it's like really hot, I'd rather do the 7 o'clock game.
STS Noel 86 thinks you have inside information you can share with us. Is there a locker room renovation? Can you share any information? Don't hold out on us, he says.
You know, I'm graduating. They don't share any of this information with me.
Kyle asks, would you rather have a statue or a building name after you?
I do a building, and I wouldn't like have my first name on it. I do the last names.
Okay.
You know, because then they like carry on. But like a statue is just more like an individual thing, but you know, I want the name to carry on. So I'd go with the building.
That's the spirit, man. That is the spirit. Jordan Newton, I guess, kind of piggybacking on what I was asking a little bit earlier, but asks it even better. Looking back at your seasons here at Florida State, is there a specific part that will stick with you for years to come?
Oh yeah, for sure. Just everything that came with it, you know, like getting here and not knowing anybody. And coming in with the new staff and having to learn a new playbook, and then COVID hitting us hard and having to learn a playbook over Zoom and having to build relationships over Zoom. And then that the first season with Coach, you know, knowing we had the talent, but just not being able to get it together, you know, getting injured, having to go through that, all the rehab and all that, and building relationships along the way. And then seeing the flip, you know, seeing the whole team buy in, you know, and the difference between the first year and the second year. And all that, and just seeing the growth of a program and seeing it start to head in the right direction. And, you know, that's what I'll stick with me.
Brandon Graham with a follow-up. Devontae, 10 years from now, looking back, what would you think would be the most valuable piece of experience or moment of your college career here? You're a boss, man.
Here, the most valuable piece would probably be, you know, stay consistent, you know, never get too high, never get too low, you know, just work hard every day, try to get your 1% in every day, don't take anything for granted, and just be thankful where you're at.
As we keep going retrospectively here, is there a favorite play that sticks out in your mind that you'll remember? Our guy Ralph asks.
Definitely 4th and 14. The quarterback sneak, the 2-point conversion. Probably when I was at FIU, the first screen pass we hit for a touchdown against Miami, because I got a good block on that, and I feel like that set the tone for the game.
There we go.
There's been so many, you know, the North Carolina game last year, that first touchdown that Jay Trapp scored after the block punt.
Yeah.
There's a lot, man. I've had so many memories and just a great experience playing college football.
The good thing is you played in this era, so it all lives on YouTube.
Yeah.
Forever.
Man, you know?
Scott Chastain, is there a player? Who is the player?
No.
Yeah. Can you guys, are you allowed to say anything to a ref?
Not at all. We can ask them stuff. Oh. And like, if we have an issue going on, like if somebody like keeps grabbing our face mask or something, our coach will tell us to tell them.
Yeah.
But, like, it has to be, like, you never question their calls. But, like, if they call something on you and you want to ask them, you just, like, ref with my hands, like, too wide, like, and obviously be very respectful about it, and that's okay. But never, like, really, like, what kind of call was that? No, Coach Norvell doesn't really deal with that.
how tricky was – or I know tricky is not the right word, but, like, what was your reaction watching and seeing Darius get flagged on that play in the fourth quarter for not being – they said that he was on the line of scrimmage. He was in the backfield. Like, is that something that like the opposing coach will tell the ref, like, hey man, look at their guys are doing this sort of thing. Or is that do you always have to be kind of cognizant of that kind of those details, I suppose? Or was it just totally a blown call? Everybody says it's a blown call, Devontae. Take it if you want.
No, some refs are way harder than that call, you know, because when I was playing tackle, you know, I would always I was a shorter guy, so I like to get back a little farther. But the refs would always warn me, and then, like, after that, it wouldn't be anything. But, like, I think they might have got a warning in the first quarter, and I'm not sure. I think the flags were done in the fourth. But, like, it didn't really look to me like he was far in the backfield. But, you know, they really – it depends on the crew who, if they're going to call it or not. But if it's obvious, they'll call it. But I don't think it was obvious.
I know receivers will, like, they'll point at the ref and see and ask if they're lined up. Like, can you guys, I mean, I know it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We can. They'll tell them, like, if it's, like, borderline, they're usually, like, very, like, nice about it. They'll be like, hey, you're getting a little far back. Check with me and I'll let you know.
Deebo Samuel fan, maybe also Devontae Love Taylor fan. After some of those tough losses, being able to rebound later in the season, has that sparked some confidence in these close games?
It has, you know, like I said, you know, we got frustrated with not being able to close out the games or complete the comebacks. But we knew we were capable of winning because games like that are games that are made off one possession, one plays. And we know we were just – nobody wanted to be the reason for that one play anymore.
Are you and the boys going to get matching state champion tattoos after the win Saturday?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a shirt or something.
All right. Other than the coaches, Eric Angel asks, who's the most fired up player on your team?
We'll have to see tomorrow at practice. That's usually when we figure it out.
All right. So like it changes week to week. There's not something that always brings the juice. It's like the lighthouse always lit up.
No, I mean, you've seen our practices. They're always pretty juiced up, you know. There's never really one guy that just sticks out. It's usually the whole team.
People want... I mean, some of these questions, guys, are a little invasive, you know. We can't go all in with this, our guy. Dave asks, is Jordan running less so he can focus on becoming an elite passer? Jordan Travis is the man.
I'm not sure. That's more of a J-Trav question, but I believe he's an elite passer. He's been throwing some dimes.
STS Noel 86 asks, what player on the roster is most likely to become a big-time head coach?
Mackenzie Miller.
Okay. Okay, Z. Elise asks, what are your plans after college?
I'm probably just going to move to Europe and like backpack for a year. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to train, you know, get ready for the NFL and hopefully make it in there.
Let's see here. I mean, somebody's asking about if there's guys declaring early. I mean, I'm sure there are. Devontae's not going to say not to name any names, but I mean, it's Florida State. There's always guys that leave early. Somebody wanted any good coaching stories. But, I mean, you do owe us an impression of somebody, though, right? I don't know. It was a coach you're going to do an impression of or one of your teammates? I forgot. We were supposed to check with you at the end of the season. I know hopefully there'll be a bowl game.
I can't name the teammate, but I can, like, do the, like, the impression. But, like,
or so you want to do it and then we have to guess who it is?
Yeah. I don't think y'all will be able to guess who it is, but, like, I'll do it. You got to, like, check the lighting and everything, make sure, like, you look good.
YouTube, speak up. YouTube, speak up. Who do you think Devontae was just impersonating there? Let us know. While those answers file in, I just want to make it, you know, a little personal here for me, Devontae. Man, I don't even know how old you were. But I haven't been in Gainesville. Actually, I take it back. I was in Gainesville in 2019. But when I was a fan, back in my youth, I'm still a fan. I want to see you guys do well. But, you know, I got to work and cover this job and be professional. I was there for Rick's the PK Sand. So this is me circa your age with all my buddies. You're in Gainesville in the swamp. We went 38-34 on a fourth quarter, 52-yard touchdown from Chris Rick's the PK Sam. It was beautiful. If I hope you get to enjoy the joy that you see on my face and all my friends' faces will be tenfold for you. So I hope you get to enjoy your Saturday as much as I did, golly, 18 years ago. My goodness. All right, here we got some guesses. We got a lot of guesses. We got this one.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And he thinks it was him. And he thinks it was him. And he thinks it was him. So does Jay Ryder. So does Myron. So does Get Down Late. I always thought that was Deloach. So was it Amari Gainer? Was that the Amari?
It was. That was. I don't know how they got that, but they must follow him. They must have him on Snapchat or something, or like Instagram. But they got that on the head.
There you go. All right. This has been awesome. It's been great. Devontae, I don't know what the future holds for Trench Talk. Hopefully we'll get another one out of you after a win on Saturday. But if not, man, these have been really fun. We really do appreciate the time, man. Hope you do feel well. Hope you have a really good, happy Thanksgiving. And hope you can cap off your regular season career, at least, with a win over Florida, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For Devontae, I'm Aslan. Thanks so much for watching Trench Talk. Hit the thumbs up on the way out. We certainly would appreciate it. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and certainly go Noles.